Assalamu alaikum. This is Tamara Gray with the Joy Jats Exercises for a Happy Heart podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu salam ala khatul anbiya Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ashabi ajma'in. This is actually called the Rabata podcast, and this is the Joy Jats edition, I guess. I'm thinking about other ways, other things to do podcasts about in this time of pandemic and time when we are home and thinking about so many different things. But in all cases, subhanAllah, time is marching on and we are near to Nisf al-Sha'ban, and this is the topic of this week. We're in week 32 of the year already, subhanAllah. The opportunity, Nisf Sha'ban. She walks quietly to her kitchen and pulls out the coffee maker. As the rich smell of caffeine confuses the usual nighttime smells, she pulls out her prayer carpet and her expensive perfume. The night awaits her, and she is seeking forgiveness and the pleasure of her Lord. It is Nisf al-Sha'ban. An argument on Facebook and comments on Twitter run through her mind, and she shakes her head and thinks of Aisha radiallahu anha, who, when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about his long prostration, and indeed she had feared the worst, was told, "Do you know what night this is? This is the night of mid-Sha'ban. God looks at his servants on this night of mid-Sha'ban and forgives those seeking forgiveness, has mercy on those seeking mercy, and leaves the bearers of grudges as they are." هذه ليلة النصف من الشعبان إن الله طلع على عباده في ليلة النصف من الشعبان فيغفر للمستغفرين ويرحم للمسترحمين ويؤخر أهل الحقد كما هم. يا لطيف, that's such a scary thing. May Allah not make us of those who bear grudges. استغفر الله. She thinks of Ali رضي الله عنه, who tells us that the Prophet ﷺ said, if it is the night of mid-Sha'ban, then stand in prayer in its night and fast in its day. For God descends to the heavens of the earth when the sun sets and says, is there anyone who seeks forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there anyone who seeks provision so that I may grant him provision? Is there anyone afflicted so that I may remove his affliction? Is there not such and such until the break of dawn? She remembers the advice of As-Subki, the great Mufassir of Quran, who said that the night of mid-Sha'ban atones for the sins of a year. The night of Friday atones for the sins of the week, and the night of power, Laylat al-Qadr, atones for the sins of a lifetime. She turns off her computer, switches off her phone, pours her coffee, and dons her freshly ironed prayer clothes. The night has begun and she does not want to be left behind. Islam is a religion of opportunity, and the night of the 15th of Sha'ban is one of those opportunities. 15 days before Ramadan, it is a chance to stand in the downpouring rain of Allah's mercy and shed our sins one by one as we stand in prayer and the remembrance of God. The one deprived of this opportunity has been described by the early scholars as the miserable one. According to Aisha, the Prophet ﷺ said, Jibril has come to me and said, this is the night of Nisf Sha'ban. By God, the number of people who will be saved from the fire in it are as the number of hairs on the sheep of the tribe of Kelb. In it, God will not look at a polytheist, one who incites rancor in the hearts of people toward others, one who severs the bonds of kinship, one who drags his clothing is haughty, one who transgresses against his parents, or one who is addicted to alcohol. While idolatry and alcohol are probably not real concerns for her, she worries about her effect on the hearts of people, her duties towards her family, and her own arrogance. So she has spent the last week catching up with family. She reevaluated her relationships and made sure she was not saying anything to her in-laws about her husband that might upset them, or vice versa. She looked at her clothes, and recognizing that pride and arrogance are no longer in clothes that drag on the floor, looked for modern signs of such in her wardrobe. She called each parent and made sure that there were no pressing needs and that they were pleased with her. Now, tonight, she stands in hopes of reward from her Lord. She calls out and asks forgiveness. Tears stream down her face as she remembers early years of distance and sin. Her heart breaks as she remembers times she was less than kind to others. As Fejr begins to line the night sky, her heart is full and thankful. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. She thinks of him now and asks that prayers and blessings equal in number to the drops of water in the sea will be sent to him. What a beautiful night. Alhamdulillah. That night is coming up on Tuesday, the 7th of April. I hope you all can benefit from it. Reflection, all sins, especially those of intention and attitude, exist in degrees. While we may not flaunt our designer labels, we may secretly look down upon those whose outfits don't match or whose clothes are tattered. While we don't spurn our in-laws to their faces, we may talk about them behind their backs, maybe even on social media. We may harbor bitter feelings toward them in our hearts. Nisf Sha'ban is a night to examine oneself deeply and closely, a night for unflinching honesty in order that true tawbah can be made. Find your hidden arrogance or stirring up of bad feelings or whatever your personal barrier is between you and Allah. Face it, battle it, surrender it to Allah, and make tawbah for it. Write about it here if you wish. Project, plan ahead for your night of mid-Sha'ban. Vacuum the carpet, wash and iron your prayer clothes, perfume your prayer rugs, buy special coffee and treats, maybe make a special cake or cookies. Invite your children or neighbors, friends, or even online acquaintances to experience the night together. Then make dhikr, dua, tawbah, and salah until the rise of the sun. MashaAllah, inshallah, you will have a beautiful Nisf Sha'ban this year. It's good to plan for it. What is planned for, even if you don't do it exactly, if you plan for it, you'll do some of it. So I would plan which dua you want to say. If you're in your dhikr week, find a beautiful dua book that you love and read that in the night. SubhanAllah. Find a way to really have a good plan so that you even read a book, you know, read a beautiful dua book. Whether you're in your dhikr week or whether you're in your praying week, the night is still fairly long because we're in the spring. It's not like we're in the middle of the summer. So you may have time to do more dua than you usually have time for. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and help us all. In the book club this week, I look forward to talking about plans of how to spend the night. I look forward to thinking about who these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be forgiving on that night and making sure that it isn't us. May Allah cure our hearts of bitterness and cure our hearts from all things that harm. SubhanAllah. It's such Nisf Sha'ban is one of my favorite nights in the year. And it's a night that I remember looking back a number of experiences of understandings, I guess, maybe on this night. Or I guess it's really an important night where it's a night where we're really thinking about our future and thinking about our past. And so it's a time, this is our report card, you know, we need to sit down and think about this and we need to really look at our year and make tawbah for the things that we need to make tawbah for and make a plan for how Ramadan is going to come and make us the new person that we want to be. Allahumma salli wa sallam barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Thank you so much. I look forward to our book club at Telegram. Have a wonderful day. Assalamu alaikum.